You're listening to Idaho Matters.
But this is not Gemma Gaudette.
Gotcha.
It's Joel Wayne.
And LD from the podcast You Know the Place.
We're producing season 6 right now.
Woo-hoo.
And we need your suggestions. Places to visit that you maybe pass by all the time, but you've never stopped into.
Places that you want to know what's their business?
What do they sell? Who goes in there? How do they stay in business? All those questions.
All valid. What are you seeing out there? Where are we going?
Send us your suggestions. You can send them on Instagram at You Know the Place.
Or shoot us an email. Send it to youknowtheplacepodcast@gmail.com.
We want to know.
Okay. Now here's Gemma.
From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. When you open up Facebook, you could see a friend request from someone you don't know, and that someone could be a debt collector. A new rule by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau went into effect last November, and it changes the way debt collectors can try to contact you. And those changes include things like Facebook, email, even text messages. So this could make it easier for debt collectors to track down lost money, but it also means there are new scams out there, and they're designed around these new rules, and they're becoming a problem. So to help us sort out the new rules and when someone is actually trying to collect a real debt, we asked for some help from the Idaho Department of Finance. Joining us now is Aaron Van Engelen, the Consumer Finance Bureau Chief. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So, Aaron, when and why did the new rule go into effect?
The new rule went into effect in November 30th of 2021. And the reason behind this rule is really to try and bring communications from debt collectors into the modern era. So consumers are communicating more through electronic means and less through paper mail.
So the new rule, as you mentioned, went into effect late last year. So does it cover all debts, or does it cover just those debts made after the law, the rule went into effect on November 30th?
It covers any communication from a debt collector, regardless of when the debt was incurred. So from November 30th forward, if there is a past due debt that's being collected by a debt collector, it will... This new rule does cover those debts, even if it was incurred prior to November 30th.
Okay. So the new rule lets debt collectors get in touch using social media. So can we start with Facebook? And can a debt collector actually, you know, send someone a friend request?
They can. Now, they do have to notify the individual. They have to identify themselves as a debt collector. The request must be private and not visible by any of their contacts outside of that message. And it also has to give them an option to say, I don't want to participate in this form of communication.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you right, the debt collector needs to contact you before that friend request. So I would assume... maybe like message, like that messenger on Facebook. But as you mentioned, it does have to be private.
Correct. And most of the time, a debt collector is going to contact you via mail first. I just had a conversation with some of the large stakeholders last week in the debt collection space, and their preference is really to try and contact you via mail first. Their least likely way to contact you is actually through social media. Most of them do not choose to use that method.
Mm. Okay, so then what about text or emails? Is that fair game now?
That is also fair game. But again, the debt collector is probably going to try and contact you via mail first. And they send you what's called a validation notice. And that validation notice is meant to kind of help you identify whether or not you owe the debt and if the information about that debt is accurate. And that validation notice contains what they call a tear-off sheet, which you can send back to them to either dispute the debt and also to let them know how you would like to communicate with them.
Okay. For folks that are just joining us, let me reintroduce you. We're talking with Aaron Van Engelen, the Consumer Finance Bureau Chief with the Idaho Department of Finance, and we're discussing some new rules on how debt collectors can contact people. So, Aaron, if I heard you right, is there a way to tell a debt collector that you don't want them reaching out to you on Facebook or, let's say, through email?
Yes, absolutely. When you get the validation notice from the debt collector, there is a piece of paper at the bottom called the tear-off sheet, and you want to send that back to them. And on those, they've been adding, do you want to receive email, text, or social media direct messages?
Okay, so let's get into the scams that you're starting to see because they're becoming a problem. How would someone know that it is an actual debt collector trying to contact you on Facebook versus someone, you know, a scam artist who's trying to con you?
Well, the most important part is to make sure that you scrutinize the information in the communication received. If you don't recognize the debt that they're trying to collect on, that's a red flag. And of course, as we all know, don't click on any links you don't recognize until you can verify that that link is accurate. There's a couple of ways to do that. You can go to the Department of Finance's website to see if that debt collector, because they do have to identify themselves, is licensed to do business in the state of Idaho. You can also contact the debt collector to see if they have been trying to reach you via text message or email. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, validate that information prior to clicking on any links or responding back.
And then how do you find out if it's a legitimate debt? And I ask this, I mean, I would think most people would know if they have a debt. However, debts can be sold to third-party debt collectors. So you may have a certain debt, let's say, you know, with a credit card company, right? But they may not be the ones actually contacting you because they may have sold that to someone else.
So in that validation notice that we talked about before, there is an option to dispute that debt. And if you do that within 30 days, generally the debt collector is going to stop collection efforts until they can validate if that debt is legitimate. And as you mentioned, it could have been sold from one entity to another. And so sometimes in those transitions, the consumer will have paid that debt. And so it could be a debt that was legitimate at one time, but has already been paid. And you have the right to dispute that information. Mm-hmm.
So what else can a person do to protect themselves from these scams that you're seeing pop up?
I think mostly just make sure that you keep your paperwork. If you have been working with a debt collector, keep anything, all your records, so that if a debt gets sold to another agency or, if you've lost communication with your particular agency, if you need to file a dispute, we're going to need all of that paperwork. And then I think just keep track of the information. So again, don't click on any links that you're not familiar with. Make sure that you understand what your rights are as a consumer. If someone is coming at you with a debt collection, if you don't feel that the transaction that is taking place is appropriate or, something they're being threatening, then you can always contact the Department of Finance and file a complaint. We do have a portal on our website, which is finance.idaho.gov, where you can file a complaint. And we kind of act as a mediator between you and the entity to determine whether or not the transaction is legitimate.
Okay. So scams aside, what about folks who don't regularly, you know, check their email or Facebook, or maybe they don't have regular access to the internet? So if they miss a message from a real debt collector, what happens?
So there is an underserved population that does not have access to either internet or email or text messages. And that's been a discussion amongst some of the higher stakeholders in the collection industry. And they recognize that. And most of them, if they are not getting a response back, they're still going to try and contact that consumer via mail. They find that they're actually getting a much better response when they get something in the mail than they do in email, text, or a direct message.
And before I let you go, can we talk about things like harassment and intimidation if someone is trying to collect a debt? I am assuming this is illegal for a real debt collector to do something like that.
Yes, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is a violation of that act if you are threatening or harassing an individual in any way. And I would say if you're getting threatened, if you're getting harassed by a collection agency, file a complaint with the Department of Finance.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking about this with us today. Some good information. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
We've been talking with Aaron Van England, Consumer Finance Bureau Chief with the Idaho Department of Finance, talking about new rules on how debt collectors can contact people. We will, of course, put links to more information on those new rules on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.